Orville and Wilbur Wright were bicycle shop owners by trade, but that didn't keep them from embarking on a path that would change aviation history. They were the first to tackle powered, controlled flight. In the words of Wilbur Wright, "If you are looking for perfect safety, you will do well to sit on a fence and watch the birds. But if you really wish to learn, you must mount a machine and become acquainted with its tricks by actual trial." Hundreds of glider flights from the top of a 100-foot-high North Carolina sand dune called Kill Devil Hill helped the Wright brothers learn, through trial and error, how to solve the fundamental problems of flight: lift and three-axis control. The design of a long and narrow wing shape solved the first problem. Corey Graff, assistant curator at the Museum of Flight, talks about the second.
The one thing that's really interesting about the 1903 that is a lot different than planes of today is just the whole way that it's controlled. The pilot controls banking, and the rudder is tied into this stirrup saddle that he actually situates his torso in and leans to the left or leans to the right and warps the wings of the airplane to make it turn. The elevator is controlled by a bar and a crank at the front. He does that by hand, and that controls these canards out in front.
In 1903, with a cold December wind in his face, Orville Wright pressed his body against the bottom wing of the powered plane as the machine rolled down the launch rail into history. Only five people were there that day to watch a modified and larger version of the Wright's 1902 glider, called the Wright Flyer, on its maiden flight. Equipped with a 12-horsepower engine and dual propellers, it flew over the soft sands of Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, 120 feet in all. Unfortunately, the very winds that helped them to succeed at Kitty Hawk were also responsible for the plane's destruction. When a sudden gust struck the wood and fabric machine shortly after it had been carried back to camp at the end of the day, this authentic and extremely detailed reproduction of the Wright brothers' 1903 flyer is one of only three in the world built by the Wright Experience of Virginia, at a cost of more than $1 million.